home. Wow. That was amazing. Tracy Mitchell in the house. Meow, meow.
Guy Mitchell in the house.
Ruff, ruff.
We are the high PE podcast people. Permaculture entrepreneurs. And we are about to get... We are high, but more high. We're always high.
So smoking a blunt, drinking coffee. Like
happy Sunday fun day, wherever you are in the world. Whatever time it may be. How are you as a human? Check in with yourself.
Oh, pretty blessed, considering. Babe. We've had really nice weather, and we got a little cloudy, overcast day today, so we're chilling and doing stuff indoors. Actually bought a couple seeds today.
Oh, you did?
Well, like, vegetable seeds. A couple tomato varieties, and those little tangy, sweet little tomatoes in the husks. I think they're called, like, fucking not cherry tomatoes. They're...
I don't remember what they're called.
Doesn't matter. But
you just ordered them.
I know, but...
You can't remember?
Forgot.
Did you order garlic?
Nope.
Should we order some?
Maybe.
Because I would like to plant some. Right, well. We are living our best lives, even though sometimes things happen in life. It's been a crazy, I guess, since we've spoken with you. Happy, how was your February? How is your March going? We've been very busy doing just life, honestly. We just didn't feel like podcasting. And we got sick. We got a bad cold for like 2 weeks. We celebrated our 11-year anniversary. We've been riding our bikes a lot lately. Guy's been trying to get his moto up when he can. And overall...
Did a hike yesterday.
Yeah, we did the Lair of the Bear. It's still too snowy, but it was fun.
Well, not too snowy, but there's still snow.
You need, like, spikes. It was hard. It was honestly too a little hard. But I had fun, but my ankles and feet were not really enjoying it, to be honest with you. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Will you grab the ashtray, please? We're drinking a delicious butter honey coffee with cultivated hemp company CBD in it. Our... Still one of our affiliates and sponsors. And go use our code BOOM 25 all caps at checkout for 25% off the best CBD on the damn planet.
Gage was into it. He said he's feeling sore today, but it definitely helped him yesterday.
So. It does work. It's an amazing product because we all have cannabinoid receptors in our bodies, guys. If you can't remember, we tell you this every week or every time we do a podcast. So get your good tincture from a local supplier. We are blessed that Colorado has lots of different choices, so get one that's really good, and we suggest CultivatedHempCompany.com or at CultivatedHempCompany. Boom, 25. B-O-O-M 25. Boom! That was a good one. Well, I'm enjoying life besides this permitting problem we've come across. So permitting is to supposedly help protect the community of anywhere you live. And make structures safe. We chose to not pull permits 10 years ago. And now we're dealing with, like... And our neighbor just told on us. So that's what we're dealing with. We'll figure it out. Big kid stuff. Definitely feel more like an adult this week than I've ever had.
In terms of... I think it's funny that you keep saying that.
Well, it's just like... I think we were, like... In the end, we were having an amazing time and this amazing experience living off-grid. And I'm super proud of us for, like, creating these structures and systems and just doing it. But now it's like, whatever this... And it's like so funny because the county's only open for 4 days a week. So, like, 3 days a week, we don't have to deal with them. And then the other four, they want us to submit... They really want money. She wants us to pull a septic permit, and we don't have a well. So it doesn't make any sense. And that's all we're going to talk about, that part of the podcast today. Permits are for punks. Just kidding. Or you're a punk if you don't pull a permit.
Which one is it?
Which one is it? I'm not sure. I think overall we followed code when we were building, so it's right. Not like we weren't building to code. It's just a matter of they don't like that. But they find out something. Who does? It's like sticking it to the man until he finds out, and then you gotta deal with the man.
Yeah. Then you gotta stick it to the man again.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. I've been in the process of finishing up my book, Do Yoga Do You. I've decided to add a lot of illustrations and team up with Boomer, my homie. Boomer's our little mascot in the Boom Life world. And he's been on display at Lever's Locavore, our favorite grocery store and bar. And I thought he was only going to be up for a month, and he's been up for like 4 months, which has been really cool. And the manager there goes, "You're just relevant." And I was like, "Sweet." You let me know and I take till the 10. And there's no artist, like, they have a list of artists, he says. They're just not chomping at the bit. Like, if I guarantee if one of them was like, "Hey, can I please get my art? Like, when's, like, the next?" Yeah. I think he might be like, "Tracy, it's time to go." But that's going to be the artists, I think, on them to, like, be a little proactive. And I think that's, like, with any art or anything as an artist, I think that's, like, as an entrepreneur even, I feel like it's kind of an art because you have to promote yourself.
Right.
And this one girl, Jenna Kutcher, her podcast is called Gold Digger. But she always says 10% creation, 90% promotion. So it's like, at this point, my things are created, and now it's time to promote. And, like, I have systems. Like, I have things for sale. I have salves. And I keep wanting to be able to have more products for sale that we can create together.
Mm.
Whether it's, I want the book to get better, the Superfood Growers Guide. I want to figure out how to, like, market that a little better. And because I'm not sure how many pages it is, but that one dude, I think it's Craig McDewitt. He was on Entrepreneurs on Fire. And he's the dude, he market like a rock star. Because mm-hmm. he was in the rock star world. Like, he was a Guns N' Roses assistant. But anyway, he says, like, for promotion, you need to have a speaking, a podcast, and a book. So it's like, I'm trying to do all those three things.
Right.
And then he shows his clients how to do, like, write a book that's 95 pages. And I'm pretty sure Superfood Growers Guide's around 100. I'm just saying, we need to go back out there and re-promote it. Because it's a great book. That teaches people how to grow microgreens. Go check it out. It's on Kindle. It just needs a couple updates, but it's still a very beautiful book. It just has a couple errors that I'd like to fix.
Well, you've been working hard on it, so.
Well, the Do Yoga Do You, that's just, I'm on the process of uploading it into Kindle Direct Publishing. And that's the part where once I have it laid out and I put it into it, I might fuck it all up and I have to fix it again. So that's just that, the next step. I'm almost ready. About to add Boomer's writing the foreword, talking about why you read the book.
Mm-hmm.
There's just little things that I've been, like, tweaking and trying to fix. But Boomer, there's going to be a flip book in the bottom right corner of Boomer doing a yoga sequence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be, I think, really cute.
Nice.
How's your woodworking world, baby? Well, I guess they don't know about the fucking shitty shower client.
Had a shower, finished the shower, terrible client.
The shower was beautiful. They're just a shitty, picky client that doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Oh, I guess they know what they're talking about. I mean, they think they know what they're talking about. That's the whole point. Everyone thinks they know what they're talking about, and there's just...
But they don't know how to do it, so you don't know what you're talking about. You might have a preference, but if you don't know how to do it, then it's just your fucking preference, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's... She was giving him shit off an eighth of an inch, but, like, if you look at anyone's home, there's always things that are a little bit, like, quirky about it. Nothing's square, especially when they're older homes. Shifting and movement and... And then they wanted the shower door next to the water where it's usually on the opposite side, right?
I mean, I would say there's not...
They're idiots.
Yeah, it's... Just another drop. Well, another carbon-based design project.
He got paid, and he learned some lessons about dealing with clients, and I'm proud of you. I would have been a very happy client, so that's the difference. I know I'm a biased wife of yours, but I'm saying, like, overall, people can be picky, but if you don't know how to do it, the pickiness should go away in my head. Like, you don't know how to do it.
Right.
I get what you want, and you're not paying premium. That was the other thing. Like, you're not paying for premium. You're paying for quick and easy. Like, there's, like, I wish I would remember that phrase that one dude says. Like, do you want cheap and fast, or do you want quality and expensive?
It's something like that. I know what you're saying. It's like it's cheap, easy, and or cheap, fast,
and quality. It doesn't matter. There's one. There's three
acronyms. You can't have all three. You can only pick two, and it never ends up. Whatever. We'll have to figure it out next time. But we'll have to re-say it next time.
Yeah, or we could look it up. If we find it, you do have your phone right in front of you. You don't have to though. Guy's in a bad mood.
I'm not in a bad mood. Tracy always fucking puts me in a bad mood. I'm just kidding. She loved my wife. And all your quirks and all my quirks, babe.
I'm so quirky.
Yeah, I have a shelving job I'm doing, and I'm building a treehouse our little treehouse platform for a family. So that's what's going on in my world.
And maybe a tile job?
Yeah.
Cool. Has that even gotten booked?
Yep.
It's
the 12th, 13th.
And then I potentially have a beehive removal in this apartment complex in Parker. And I'm waiting to get hear back from them in terms of sending over my 1099 information to get in as their vendor list. And they said they have nationwide apartments and that could be on their vendor staff for anywhere. And I'm not trying to necessarily go remove hives in Kentucky, but there might be hey, we have 30 calls in Kentucky. You want to go stay out there for 3 months and help people remove bees?
Yeah. Do you?
I mean, it'd be kind of fun if I got paid for doing it. We'll see how much I make on this job. So I think I might keep the quote I gave them, even if they are going to help me cut it.
I would.
Yeah, they're going to help me cut this big hole in the backside. Because bees are so funny. They always find the most, spot you wouldn't think was, not done. And that's why it's so important when people are finishing, jobs that are connected to hollow structures to make sure everything's sealed, in terms of, siliconed around edges and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are it's good because you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when you have these big problems where bees get, it's not a problem, but people are idiots because they won't let the bees stay there, which they should just let them stay there. They're not, if they were flying in the other way under the entrance, but they're flying on the left side and no one walks over there. It's plants and windows. To me, it's kind of cool that it's there, but
no.
People are pussies, and there's going to be someone like, I'm allergic to bees, so I can't have that. It's like, you're not even over here, lady, it's the lobby. When are you coming over here, and the bee, and I said, the bees don't wake up being like, I'm going to sting someone today. They only sting you, they get scared.
Come on, guys.
Come on, have you learned anything about pollinators yet?
Damn it.
These chairs are annoying. I ain't gonna lie.
It's yours. Sit still, little girl. going back to gardening.
Yeah.
It's, basically fucking April.
Happy spring equinox. It was on the 20. It was on the 19th this year.
Today is the 24th.
5 days later. I did my first beehive check. They survived. And now we're ready to talk gardening. You say you got tomatoes?
It's that time
to... more cucumbers. Start prepping your garden beds. Get some garlic in the ground. That's why I said, did you order any?
I mean, if you're in the South, you probably already can plant stuff.
Well, this is our temperate. This is our temperate climate. It still has some freezing forecasts. Not below freezing, but some 30-degree nights still on the forecast right now.
No, it's supposed to be 22 tomorrow.
I know. I'm just saying there's not even, there's, below freezing, but then it's mostly 30-degree stuff right now. But we're, heading into, our last frost of the year. It's usually when we need to start planting shit.
Or you can start starting your stuff inside.
Well, yeah, I think right now is the perfect time to start getting your grow lights on inside and then learning how to grow microgreens. So get our book, The Superfood Grower's Guide, and also get your starters going. We're going to do cucumbers?
Are you going to do cucumbers?
I said, are we?
What are you going to do?
Well, you said a list. You
were about I did to buy them. Some cucumbers, a couple flowers, and... tomatoes.
What kind of flowers?
Roma tomatoes and big old heirloom tomatoes.
What kind of flowers?
Cosmos. We have a bunch of flower seeds
still in the boxes. Well, and the calendulas replant themselves.
Yeah.
And I have my comfrey, I have a calendula. I would like to plant rosemary and lavender and have some more herbs growing. I would like to try potatoes this year. Can we turn one of these things right here into a potato pit?
Maybe.
You should buy potatoes and put them in there, right?
Potato slips.
That's what you do, right? Mm-hmm. Do you bury them really deep, or are they on the surface?
No, you bury them, but then you keep mounding them. When they're growing, you put dirt on top of them.
So do you start with it pretty empty then?
Maybe half empty.
Okay. I wasn't sure, the barrel.
Yeah. I mean, I've never grown potatoes, so I'd have to. Oh, no.
Let's try it. I'm curious. And we should definitely clean out that sunshine.
Since we eat so much potatoes.
I think I'd eat them more if we were growing them. I think I don't really care about them when I go to the grocery store. They're not really on my list. Except I do prefer smashed potatoes over tater tots or fries, honestly, when we make those.
Mm-hmm.
I think they taste better. I think they cook up nicer. And they're fresh, more fresh. And not all those tater tot bags and french fry bags, they're convenient as fuck, but they're full of preservatives.
Yeah. True, babe. True. Pick your poison. Or just pick no poison.
Convenience. Well, I think everything is good for you if you have the right mental like state. But the excessiveness of it all is what leads to toxicity and like disease. And I think some people eat it every fucking day, so. Like Lindsay, when I wasn't hungry yesterday, and my sister-in-law, she was like, she goes, "You're not eating?" And I really wasn't that hungry. I just wanted another beer. And I ate some hummus. Uh-huh. And she's like, "Why aren't you eating?" I was like, "We don't usually eat till like 3 o'clock." I'm like, she's like, "Really? You don't eat food till 3 o'clock?" And I was like, I mean the butter is food. Like, we're getting the fat first, but like in the coffee. But other than that, I don't really get the sensation to need to eat. Like, I'm like, I don't want to eat right now. Give me more beer. And it's funny. It said there's like a thing about Egyptian genetics. Like, if you have Egyptian line in your ancient history, and I have Egyptian toes. It's like one way of knowing. Like, if you look at ancient feet.
You have Egyptian toes?
Yeah.
Okay.
My feet are laid out like Egyptian feet. There's different, and like Roman feet have like longer, like the second little toe's longer, I think. Mm-hmm. And there's like Greek feet, and there's like four different, whatever, would that be the ancient Egypt ancestors? Mm-hmm. But I have Egyptian feet. Ooh. I want to look at your pterodactyl
claws. I have dinosaur feet.
Because it was just saying Egyptians like used pretty to drink sure a
middle,
lot of beer.
I'm pretty sure my middle toe is longest. I'm pretty sure most people's middle toe is longest, though.
No, mine's not. Mine goes big and goes perfectly down.
Fucking
I got girl. Perfect Egyptian feet.
Fucking freak.
Freak Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian. What? You don't know that song?
No.
Oh, play it.
Walk like an Egyptian?
Yeah. Just play it for 30 seconds so we don't get in trouble. Or like 10 seconds. But there's this, right when I think the song starts. I think I'm not sure who sings it. It's going to be funny, though. That's how, walk like an Egyptian. That's how it sounds. I don't have the beat, though.
The Bangles. Four white chicks from the fucking 80s.
The Bangles? Oh, yeah. You never heard this song?
I heard this, but I don't know, like, the lyrics at all. I know this line, I know this said walking like Egyptians.
Yeah. It, like, it's like the chorus. I think you gotta pause it.
This is my song. Song sucks. I have no idea what the fuck they're talking about with Egyptians. What do they know about walking like Egyptians?
I don't really know the song besides that line I said.
Did you see them?
No. Growing up?
No,
I was a picture of them? No, I didn't even know it was. I thought it was, honestly, I thought it was boys. But clearly there was women singing.
Tracy has an incredible musical ear.
No, I'm just saying I didn't know who was singing it in my head when I was playing. Like, it is what it is. Clearly I'm high. Clearly I'm high all the time. Well, I'm so excited for the day. I'm going to work on my book. I'm doing these cute little journal prompts on each chapter about, like, finding your why and knowing how, like, to find your zodiac sign and all the other things, so stay tuned. It was supposed to be released on Equinox. I'm just not ready, and I'm giving myself a break. I'm a one-man team. I'm a one-woman team.
Well, and you can't. There's no reason just to force it out after all the work you've been putting into it.
No, I want it to be very nicely done. Oh, and the dude said, the Craig McDewitt, I don't think we finished that story, from Entrepreneurs on Fire, go listen to his podcast, but he talks about having your book. Because once you get it all published on Kindle, they'll have an IBN number, which can be scanned anywhere. And you can basically start putting your book. It's called, like, what do you call it? He used a word that was, like, underground guerrilla marketing or something. I don't know what the words he used. I forgot. But you basically go put your books on the shelves next to, like, the topic of your book. So mine would be, like, in the yoga section or self-help section. But he's like, then put it next to, like, Tony Robbins, like, one of the better authors. And then someone's going to grab your book and then take it to the front and scan it. And it's not going to come up, but then they're going to call you
will, order books. In theory, he's saying, grab your
buy book. Buy your book. They'll buy it, and then they'll also order more. The bookstore will. But bookstores are kind of a...
Like, who the fuck goes to a bookstore?
People still do go to bookstores. But that's why, like, getting it on Kindle to me, and Kindle Unlimited, is where it's at. And then the rest will just... It's just going to be there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy, like, 10 books to have here for sale. And like when people are like, I want to buy a book, I'm like, all right, here you go. I'll do that. But I'm not going to, I don't travel. Like this dude is works in the music industry. He travels to the airport like every fucking week. So like he always had books on him and would put it in the airport.
Yeah.
Like, bookstores, which is a brilliant idea, but
this was probably like 10 or 15 years ago.
He says he still does it. This was a recent conversation. Mm. He's still releasing books and he tells his clients how to write 95 page books. So we're kind of just touching back on it because I was like, I don't think I finished that story about the IBN number.
Yeah. It's a fucking good story all about the IBN.
I mean, in the end, I need to know how to do all these things and take a chance and risk and believe in my products. So. And it does, in the same with the other sales podcasts I listen to, like Brian Tracy's an older man who's been in sales, like he does talks and he says, always guarantee people's money back if you have a great product, because he's like less than 1% of people ever ask for their money back. And I think with online stuff and e-courses, why not guarantee it? Not many people, especially if you're saying $33 or something, not many people ask for their $33 back.
Yeah.
And if you just do people's like 30-day guarantee, no, he's like, just do a lifetime guarantee. He's like, I've never really had, besides like maybe one person every year, ask for their money back. So it's just like, I think it's a cool little marketing strategy as well. So which one do you want, like what route do you want to take at the end of the day is like once you learn these techniques.
Right.
But like not doing anything isn't helpful. And he says, if you're supposed to like make 2 sales calls a day, he's like, double that, do 4. He's like, you have to reach out about, if you believe in your product, you got to tell 4 people a day about it, mm-hmm. You know? So just all those little things. It's just like, I'm excited about being an affiliate with the vitamins again, just because like making that $8 when I'm sleeping, I was like, that's cool. Like someone bought product with my name.
Mm-hmm.
And I made 10%. So it's like that just getting your name out there then, and then having people be like, oh yeah, I can use Tracy's name for this 10% off right now.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see where it all goes. That's the life we chose, choosing the unknown. When you don't fall into like family jobs or work for the man or work for a 9-to-5, we basically go every day being like, what's today?
Yep.
Which is pretty fun. Like that's like, to me, like the whole point is to wake up with love and kindness in your heart and try to move forward and be a better person each day.
Yeah.
Sometimes you fuck up. You can only ask for forgiveness and move forward and try to do better.
It's true.
Same with the permitting. It's like, oh yeah. It's like the funny thing about that stuff to me is also the fact that like they haven't issued like any like money. Hasn't been like even not one, like you would thought would say this is a $150 fine for just us finding it or something. You know. So I'm just curious how it's all gonna go. I hope it's the ease of least resistance, the path of least resistance. Right. That's what we're trying to do, but that doesn't mean money.
What does it mean, follow everything that they say?
No, I'm just saying I'm going to take the path of least resistance that's right for us. If that means tear down the fucking structure, we'll tear down the damn structure.
Yeah.
Because that could be the cheapest route. I don't know.
I don't think that's going to be necessary.
Route. I'd hope it's not. I don't want to tear it down. I love that place.
So
the blood's almost done. What's our cool fucking permaculture fact of the week?
We need to start coming up with some before we get on here because we've said plenty. It's hard to just think of one that we haven't already said.
Fibonacci sequence is found in nature, and it also is found in the beehive. And I'm pretty sure it's found inside our fucking body, like how with our cells and stuff too. If you really go into the microcosms of everything and then the macrocosms, I just think it's fucking surrounding us.
I think you're right. That's part of the whole kind of like nature connection thing that you can start realizing.
Yeah. And I just think the systems, our legislation and systems are preventing us from being in it. Does that make sense? Because they're trying to say that we're creating sewage on our fucking land. And it's like, we never once created black water or sewage. So, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
And we're following the codes of system integrations of permaculture by creating gray water and planting perennials next to the gray water system. The system hasn't even gone through the system in 5 years. So, it's like, it's not even living
right
anymore. We'd have to reset it, honestly. Like, in terms of, like, putting plants there, if we were to start, if we lived there, we'd never live there, honestly. We stayed there
right
part time. We didn't know we could, like, honestly, whatever we were doing, they didn't even catch us doing that act. So it's like, can you even say we ever did it? No. It is what it is. But yeah, go check out the Fibonacci sequence. See how you're living in it. See if you see anything in your plants in your house. Like, when you start planting plants, you start seeing it and how they grow, even. I think it's just like you overlook it because it just looks like a bunch of green things in front of you. But if you looked closer, you'd probably start seeing like the patterns in the snake plant over here. Or even how these Swedish ivy plants are, the vines are growing. There's probably different lengths right now.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool. And I even think the beehive, it was cool. There was like one frame of drones. I checked my whole every frame. There's one frame of drones on each one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like eggs up the middle, two frames on each side of honey. Mm-hmm. Like they had a perfect layout. Like there, she's a beautiful, like she filled up frames and then there were some empty spots. I'm more nervous that they're going to start banging a queen right now. It's just because they were kind of running out of spots. And maybe there's enough room right now. But when I took a whole box away, it gave them like less space to move around in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they start feeling compacted. That's when they start being like, all right, half was got to bounce.
Who's coming with us?
But yeah, another cool fucking permaculture fact. I think you said it. Start your stuff.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's not really a fact, but like it is kind of a fact. When it's this time of year, you got to start.
Want to save a bunch of money and become a master seed germinator, start your own seeds.
Yeah, and don't be afraid. Just start. That's like the key of any new hobby or skill is you have to do it. And that's also the thing about...
And with gardening, you don't have to do much. Gardening does most of it itself. You have to do like a couple things, like start the seed. You don't even have to... You could just throw seeds in the backyard.
Yeah, if you don't want to...
The ones that want to start will start.
Yeah, if you don't care about like rows and like being all tidy, if you're type A, make the rows. If you're type B personality, just go scatter seeds and you'll have a great time like learning how to plant identify, learning how to like... weed out things and make room for others. And honestly, plants, I think, prefer being more compacted, I think, growing together sometimes than, like, one here, one here, one here. I think they actually prefer, like, the team up.
More companions.
More companion planting.
But more companion.
More companion planting. Oh, homie Griff at National Disgrace. National underscore disgrace on Instagram, nationaldisgrace.biz. I think it's just boom20, all caps. Go get yourself some sick-ass streetwear. If you want some stuff that we make and design, superpothead.com. Can you type that in real fast? Because I feel like one of them's not connected with the S. I've purchased both domains, but one doesn't lead to it. I think it's superpothead. But we got some fun designs. Guy's got the coolest logo right now with his little Mr. Nice Guy Stunts hoodies. I'm going to start releasing a new... beekeeping or boomer line with all my little drawings of him for my book.
Super Potheads works.
Super Potheads with an S.
Yep.
Superpotheads.com. There's no discount. It's all, we make $5 per shirt. Support us. The shorts are my favorite. I love the shorts. The little swim trunks. But they're a cute little line of stuff we have for going on. There's little Miss Smokes a Lot stuff. And is there anything else? Oh, Magic Mind. If that code still works, go to High PE 20 when you go to Magic Mind and get yourself a delicious green tea shot. Boost your mind with some green tea matcha.
Oh.
And some adaptogens. Yeah. All right.
What else?
I think we did all of our sponsors.
You did. You always do the sponsors.
Oh, My Empirica. If you need some good supplements, myempirica.com. And I think it's Tracy. Yep. All caps. TRACI. They get you 10% off their entire every supplement. I recommend the TriMeg and it's called M Survival Kit. It comes with protein, TriMeg, and then your BCAAs, which are biochain amino acids, and it helps you build protein. But like honestly, all the stuff tastes good, and she's just really creative. She's a certified herbalist as well as nutritionist. She's has lots of credentials, but she teamed up with a really good company in terms of where it gets manufactured, I think, in Florida. There's only a lot of like clinics in Florida that does the vitamin stuff because of the warehouses down there, I think.
Mm.
I think it was Florida it gets shipped from. Or it's North Carolina. Doesn't matter. I'll look into it. Either way, good products. Use my name, Tracy. My Empirica. I'll put this link in the show notes. MyEmpirica, I think is what it is, .com.
Good job.
I'm such a good speller. All right, have a good day. Go do something fun. Go on a walk. Take care of yourself. Make sure you get good vitamin D. And go play with your pets and be nice to humans.
Deal. Sounds good. I'm going to try doing that, too.
You are? Yeah, me too. I'm kind of an asshole sometimes. All right. Love you guys. Bye-bye.